It's 8 o'clock. This is KVNF Regional News for Tuesday, May 26th. I'm Patricia Naft. Last week, the Grand Junction VA Medical Center decided to stop performing abdominal surgeries, moving them all to Community Hospital or the VA Hospital in Denver. The reason was that in the past 9 months, 5 abdominal surgeries had unwanted outcomes, 3 serious injuries, and 2 deaths.
When you look at each surgery that had the unwanted outcome, it's an isolated event. The only thing that seems to tie them together is the time period.
That's the center spokesperson, Paul Sweeney. He says that in the past 2 years, they've performed over 300 inter-abdominal surgeries. The 5 surgeries in question happened within the past 9 months. He says that the issue could just be an anomaly, but the director decided that a fresh set of eyes would be the prudent decision.
He just felt that we needed to take a closer look and do a review. And so he implemented a preceptorship program that has been used very successfully at some of the other VAs that he served at.
The surgeries will continue at these 2 other hospitals with the Grand Junction VA surgeons under observation of a third party. Sweeney says that the surgeons involved in the operations with the unwanted outcomes were all established surgeons with good reputations. Colorado's Rocky Mountain National Park boasts sparkling alpine lakes and stunning fields of summer wildflowers, but it also has a problem. In recent years, nitrogen pollution from industry and agriculture has begun to threaten the very things that make it special. Harvest Public Media's Luke Runyon and KUNC's Stephanie Page Ogburn have more on the unlikely partners working to preserve the park.
Okay, so where are we?
This is Rainbow Curve. It's a stretch of road in the park, and right now it's snowing.
It's pelting us in the back, but not too bad.
And who's this?
My name is Jim Cheatham. I'm a biologist for the National Park Service.
So why are we huddled here in the blowing snow?
It's because these snowflakes are carrying more than just water.
Chances are it is carrying the excess nitrogen that we're talking about.
The raindrops that fall here are also packed with nitrogen.
We are receiving about 15 times the natural rate of nitrogen deposition in the park.
Nitrogen in and of itself isn't bad, but think about your yard or garden.
I mean, what if you applied that fertilizer, and that's exactly what it is, at that rate, 15 times what's on the label, weird things are going to happen.
And really weird things are happening. Like one day a few years ago, Cheatham was driving through the park.
And I happened to catch what I thought was Canada thistle, catch sight of that, you know, while driving, so I stopped.
He panicked because the invasive weed does not belong here.
So where's all this extra fertilizer coming from?
Well, it comes from a lot of sources, but one of the biggest contributors is agriculture.
Well, is there any way to stop it?
Maybe. And the solution isn't coming from who you might expect.
My name's John Slutsky. I'm a dairy farmer in Wellington, Colorado.
So what's the connection between dairy cows and nitrogen levels in Rocky Mountain National Park?
Well, let's just say it involves cow pee, easterly winds, and iPhones. But I'll let John Slutsky explain more.
So ammonia is created out in the corrals.
Ammonia is a form of nitrogen. It comes out of the cows as urine.
Makes ammonia, gets in the air, goes to the park.
But to be clear here, the weather conditions have to be just right.
And we are right in the flight zone, if you will.
Because of where his dairy sits, when wind comes from the east, it blows nitrogen particles from Slutsky's dairy and from his fellow farmers on the plains all the way up to the park. And that's where the iPhone comes in. Slutsky and about 50 other farmers signed up for an alert system designed by a bunch of government agencies, including the National Park Service, to let them know when the wind might blow the wrong way.
Can you take me through, you're like walking around your farm and your iPhone buzzes with this alert? Like what happens next?
Well, it's not like I'm a fireman, you know? It's like, oh, gotta pull on the boots and run to the manure pile.
But he and the other farmers might decide not to move manure or clean out a pen or turn over a compost pile that day to keep nitrogen out of the air.
If there's 12 days out of the year that we have to be a little more careful, and we can, we will.
So is this program actually working?
They're doing it because they want to, but also to avoid future regulations.
We all have either the hammer over us or our conscience or both.
It seems like this kind of program could also work in other places where pollution from agriculture has caused problems, like maybe the Gulf of Mexico or Lake Erie.
Right. Pilot programs like this show that sometimes just the threat of regulation can get farmers to solve pollution problems on their own. For Harvest Public Media, I'm Luke Runyon.
And I'm Stephanie Page Ogburn.
A crash on Sunday morning in Grand Junction resulted in the death of one driver. A man driving a Jeep on I-70 struck a Tahoe stopped at a red light. The driver of that car was brought to the hospital for non-life-threatening injuries. The driver of the Jeep was pronounced dead on the scene. The North Fork Seed Library inside the Hotchkiss Library opened last spring. KVNF's Laura Pomisano recently went there to talk with seed librarian Sarah Pope about how it's grown.
What is the North Fork Seed Library?
North Fork Seed Library is a seed lending library, and what that means is that you can come into the library and browse through seed packets of heirloom seeds, mostly vegetables. We also have some flowers and herbs as well, a couple of miscellaneous, and you can browse through the seeds and check them out with a library card, just like you would any other item in the library, except that we don't expect anyone to bring seeds back.
So how did the North Fork Seed Library get started?
Kit Stevenson, who is the regional manager for the North Fork of Delta County, so she manages Crawford, Paonia, and Hotchkiss Libraries, first heard about a seed library in Basalt getting started. And at that time, the Heart and Soul Project was offering up a community grant, and it was really the perfect opportunity. And so we decided to apply for the grant, and with that, we were able to facilitate and get started. We were able to get all the supplies we needed, put in the staff time to catalog all the seeds, which is a very time-consuming process, and then we were able to donate and purchase most seeds.
How are people receiving it?
We first opened seeds up for checkout on March of 2014, and we have been absolutely blown away by the community feedback. Everyone has been so responsive. Last year, 2014, we checked out over 1,200 seed packets, and we also received in donations over 1,200 seed packets back.
How does the North Fork Seed Library work? Is there only one location?
So when we opened March 2014, we had just one location, and that was at the Hotchkiss Library. And all the seeds are in our catalog through the library system, so anyone can go online and search through the library catalog, look for seeds, put a hold with their library card, and then have them sent to their library of choice. The exciting thing that we did this year, this spring 2015, was that we wanted to have a selection of seeds available at all of the 5 libraries in Delta County. And so now, if you go to any library in Delta County, the sizes are going to be different, the seed selection is going to be different, but you will be able to browse seeds at any of the 5 libraries in Delta County.
That was KVNF's Laura Pomisano speaking to Sarah Pope about the North Fork Seed Library. To hear Laura's full interview with Sarah, listen to Local Motion tonight at 6 on KVNF. The program will also feature interviews with a local farmer who saves seeds and an attorney who talks about some of the legal issues seed libraries are facing. That's tonight at 6. Stay tuned for Ashley in the Tuesday Morning Music Mix. For KVNF News, I'm Patricia Naft.